Bosom Selector on 95BFM.
That's right. It's time for Bosom Selector, where we chat with one of our wonderful BFM DJs. And we've got the legend himself, Stinky Jim, on the line. Mōrena e hoa.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, really good.
Excellent. Better now you're here. First of all, I'd like to congratulate you on your Hallelujah Picasso's remix.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's so good.
Oh, bless you. It was a bit of an honour to... Bob is an old friend of mine and we worked together a lot, so to get to go back and interfere with his parts posthumously was a pretty wonderful honour. So thank you very much. I'm glad it found approval.
Yeah. Beautiful. We're here to talk a little bit about Stinky Grooves, which is your infamous show on 95BFM, Tuesday nights from 7 till 10, and then, of course, replayed on Wednesday mornings nice and early. It's such a great show, but can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with BFM?
Okay. I think I did my first show on BFM in 1988 when I first came over to New Zealand, and that was actually on Border Radio, believe it or not,
wow,
on a Sunday afternoon, because I'm a fan of country music.
Me too!
Especially the Texan artists, that they were real groovy, were bringing through people like Townes Van Zandt and stuff at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first ever show on BFM, and then I actually left New Zealand, went back to England, worked in HMV in London for the best part of a year. Mm-hmm. And then I came back here in 1990, and the door was sort of open for me. And I mean, to be honest with you, that was part of my thought when I was in England and a whole load of stuff happened that made me not want to be in England anymore. And I was like, where am I going to go? And I hadn't actually considered coming back to New Zealand. But I knew that there was a sort of a gap that I could probably fill clumsily. And so I came back and was invited on the radio pretty much instantly. And from there, Stinky Grooves evolved in its weird way. And because everyone asks, to save you the question, the reason it's called Stinky Grooves is because basically the show didn't have a name, and the Blue Tile Lounge wanted to sponsor it, which was a skate shop at the time, and I had to come up with a name, and I was stumped. And my old friend Kirk G, who passed away a few years ago, was another real groovy worker, had the show before me, and we were trying to think of a name that didn't have a genre specific aspect to it, because one of my best friends is Dubhead. Mm-hmm. And much as I love Dubhead, I never wanted to have a name that would be attached to a particular style of music, because it didn't allow for growth, even though that's worked very well for him. So came up with this idea of it being called Stinky Grooves, and from then, Grant Fell from the Headless Chickens then put on a poster for a gig I was DJing at, Stinky Grooves Gym, and I said, oh, that's really clumsy, that doesn't work. If you didn't do that, just put Stinky Gym. And of course, little did I realise 35 years ago, that would then be branded as such for the rest of my life.
What a happy accident that was.
It was, yeah. It's not that exciting, but it is a bit like falling into the pool of radioactive stuff and ending up as something different.
I do. That's something I love about Stinky Grooves, is that it does cross a lot of genres and sounds, and you kind of source stuff from all over. What's your process for finding new music for the show?
Oh, it's a lot of time. Basically, yeah. The number one thing is kissing thousands of frogs to find the occasional prince is the answer, really.
Yeah.
I get a lot of music from Bandcamp. I buy a lot of music from Bandcamp and Boomcat and places like that. I get sent a fair amount of music from showbiz pals, as we'd like to say, people I know in the industry and what have you. And I just spend a lot of time going through stuff and. A lot of Stinky Grooves is often actually the, track on, when it used to be 12 inches, B3 or whatever, it's the weird track that the artist puts on there with the four duffers that everybody loves, and I'm the idiot that likes the weird track at the end that's slow and odd. But a lot of Stinky Grooves is that, and I often have listeners come up to me and say, oh, yeah, I bought that compilation you played a track off, and the only decent track on it was that one that you played, and I'm like, well, that's the rub, that's the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just about trying to find those pearls, really, which is purely subjective, because I'm the only one that thinks that sometimes, and it is purely my taste. So I have, like every person, I guess, I don't like that synth sound, I'm not liking that tune or whatever, or I love that whatever, and I'm going to love that. And so it's just working out the best 3 hours of those on a weekly basis, which is a, you know, like a sprint every week, really.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I think there's nothing idiotic about choosing that kind of left of field track, because I'm with you. I think that's where the gold is.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I've always believed that, and it's always been the case. And it's a lot easier now in the digital age, because when it was all vinyl, and for years and years and years, decades, Stinky Grooves was predominantly vinyl, and then a bit of CD, and then it became a sort of point where not being digital was just pointless, and I was starting to miss out on so much stuff. But, you know, used to buy records for one track, and everyone else is buying them for the other three or four tracks, and you just start saying, I'm the idiot, but the good tune's the good tune, isn't it? You know, you can't argue with it.
Mm. Yep. Alrighty, should we listen to a song? What should we start with?
Okay, well, I chose a track by Antronias, who's an Ecuadorian artist, and NTFL, who's another Ecuadorian artist, on a label called CTM out of Ecuador. It's from an EP called the Abismo EP, and the track, it's an absolute scorcher. This whole EP is, the only way I could describe it is like gothic dembow. So dembow being, you know, reggaeton, and that reggaeton beat on the 4 and the 7. But this is really gothy and moody, and some of it sounds like The Cure or the Cocteau Twins done in a dembow style, which I actually, you know, to me is just beautiful worlds colliding stuff, which is where the magic happens in music.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So excited to listen. Thank you so much, Stinky Jim. We'll join you after this.
Okie dokes. Oh,
you were not lying when you said that was a heater, Jim.
This is awesome.
Isn't it scorching? It just keeps on developing and changing.
Yeah.
It is very, like, I wasn't sure what to expect when you said it's got a little bit of Cocteau Twins, but, like, it's also a little bit of sort of reggaeton. But I get it.
Yeah, check out that whole EP, Abysmo EP. It's so good. Like, if you like that, there's like 6 tracks, and it's one of my favourite releases of the year because it just blew my mind. And it's that thing, isn't it? It's always about trying to hear something that you've never heard before, and it's like, I've never heard anyone have that take on it before, and I'm behind it fully.
Yeah, totally. I really enjoyed your show last week. We walked into the repeat the other day, and it was just, you said it was going to be mind-bending, and it really was. You didn't lie.
Oh, bless you. Thank you, yeah. I say a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was really hard to follow. I think we had to keep it quite ambient for the first 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, it always sets a great tone for our Wednesday morning, having the Stinky Grooves repeat on.
Sure does.
I think it takes over a little bit.
Dubhead and myself do a lot of gigs together, and we get tradies turning up at us, turning up. At gigs when we play at Hallertau and places like that. Over the last few years, since we've been running the repeat, you know, in the morning, and they say, oh, I listened to your show in the morning, and I'm thinking, right, so you're listening at 6-7 o'clock in the morning to what I'm playing on this journey that starts at 7 o'clock in my head and ends at 10 o'clock and gets stranger and more interesting. I'm just thinking, I'm worried about, you know, the lawns you're mowing or the bricks you're laying, because it's going to be wonky after listening to that nonsense.
They're just kind of twisted lines, eh? Just real curved.
Exactly. Messing up the Ford Rangers big time, you know?
Oh, hilarious. Awesome. What can everyone expect from your show tomorrow night?
I mean, what can I say? It's more of the same, because every week it's... And this is something I really struggle with after, you know, it's been 35 years now, Stinky Grooves, is that listeners will go... Oh, I love the show, blah, 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 such and such show. And it's like, because I also pre-record Stinky Grooves now, it's recorded a week in advance since I got sick a few years ago and I had to start doing that because I wasn't able to come to the studio then. I'm much better now. But so for me, I record the show pretty much a week in advance, and it's completely changed from back in the day when it was all about getting those records on the air as quickly as possible. And I can remember, you know, I used to check my P.O. box at like 4:30 on a Tuesday because the records might have arrived that I could then play, you know, at 7 o'clock straight away, fresh out of the PO box. Now it's much more a case of like actually trying to have a little bit of time and decide what really are those killer tracks that you have to play. So that's the philosophy every week is the same. It's just like, what are the best 3 hours worth of tunes that I can play this week? And obviously some of that is tempered by time constraints, and also even though Stinky Grooves isn't completely mixed, it's partially mixed, so BPM does come into it. But so you end up playing things that you might not expect, but you've always got those, you know, that core of tunes. It's like, I've got to play this on the radio this week. And because now we're living in an age where there's so much music, and literally some weeks I'm going through over 1,000 tracks to pull out the 35 to 40 that make Stinky Grooves. It's really about just trying to make sure that you're not missing anything really good, because next week there's going to be a whole other 1,000 tunes you're going to have to go through to find the 35 or 40, so nothing hangs around for very long.
Yeah, absolutely spoilt for choice, aren't we?
It's wonderful, yeah. It's one of the benefits. You know, Spotify, to me, is the absolute pits of digital music and the very worst thing that's ever happened to music. The flip side of that is the wonderful availability of music now, and the fact that artists can release stuff by themselves, not have to go through a label and go through all that nonsense, and it can reach you and me and our listeners, and that is incredible.
Very good. We've got one more song to finish on. Tell us about this one.
Okay, this is on a label called Heat Crimes out of Athens, and also His out of Cairo. It's an artist called Abo Sahar, who's like the hottest DJ in Upper Egypt, they say. But he's just an Egyptian geezer who's come from a sort of traditional background of doing weddings with his uncle and stuff like that, and has got his very own take on an electronic sort of version of that. And in the times that we're living in, especially what happened yesterday, I do try and play music from Egypt, from Palestine, from Lebanon, to have a chance to draw awareness to the absolutely appalling things that are going on in Gaza and Beirut and places like that. So there's a sense of that too. But at the end of the day, it's got to be really good quality music first, otherwise it ain't getting on there.
100%. You're getting so much love through the text line, so shout out to you, listeners. Best. One of the tradies has... Yeah, they're great. One of the tradies has texted in and said, it's like yoga, but for the mind.
I'm down with that.
That's wonderful. Someone else has blessed your cotton socks. They're a big fan.
Oh, thanks.
So cool. Thank you so much, Jim, for being our bosom selector today. So cool to hear from you, and looking forward to the show tomorrow night.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Continue to be boundless, I reckon.
Yes.
Love your sounds.
Love it. We love your work.
Awesome.
Thanks, Jim. Ka kite.
Bye.
This week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.